StarCraft the board game is based off the RTS version StarCraft computer game. Yes, they actually made a StarCraft board game. Everyone I know agrees that the board game is extremely similar to the computer game. Throughout the game, you are constantly battling for sections on the planet, obtaining resources, and figuring out your enemy's strategies. You kinda have to be on your best guard throughout the entire game, so it can be super stressful or really interesting, kinda depends on what kind of person you are. Each area of the game board has a limit of how many units may be placed there at one time, so you have to make sure that you plan that these spaces can withstand an attack. Like, say, you place like 3 units there, and some guy tries to attack them, then you have to make up a whole new strategy, so it can really get on your nerves. But if you like making up new strategies, then this game should be for you. When you're attacking, you have to arrange your units in the order that will give you the best chance of defeating your opponent, because you kind of want to defeat your opponent in this game. You don't really want to help him, unless he's your ally, but that's like a whole different story. And lastly, you'll use combat cards instead of dice like you would in Risk. You use your combat card hand and deck to give you special points to your attack and defense. It can be really helpful. Okay. When I tried to explain this game to other people and how to play it, they all kind of like look at me like I'm crazy, which I can sort of understand because this game is very difficult to learn. I mean, the rule book is like, I don't know, like 50 pages long or 30 or 40, I don't really know. But yeah, if you want to play this game, make sure that you're up for the challenge to learn all the rules. But overall, I give this an 8 out of 10 because Fantasy Flight didn't really screw this one up like they have screwed up other games in the past. It has the same RTS StarCraft feel. If you haven't played the RTS version of StarCraft, then I guess you could compare this to like a combination of Risk and Chess, because in Chess you use strategic and in Risk you own territories. Thanks for listening to my opinion. And yeah, I know my voice is kind of nasally right now. I'm just coming off of a cold, so thanks for that. I don't think there's anything else. Remember to comment. You can rate if you want. Thanks for listening to my opinion again. Bye.